The government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The world is very different now, and yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God.
Well, true that. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad that you're tuning in today and listening. And I've got Milty in the studio. How are you, Uncle Milty?
I'm doing great.
And we are just, we're talking about a lot of things today. I'm glad you're going to be a part of this discussion. And this discussion really is going to take you. So I'm hoping you call in live, 888-673-1450, because I'd love to get some of your thoughts on the things we're about to talk about. We have a couple of really great issues at hand that require some debate and that also require more than a soundbite, if you will. By the way, you can get the podcast at katedalyradio.com, katedalyradio.com, three words. And you can get the podcast there. There's information on the co-hosts and of the show and all kinds of info on the show. And on Twitter, it's The Kate Daly Show. And on Facebook, it's The Kate Daly Show. So you can check that out, too. I'm going to go here first because this is such a big issue right now in America, and there's a lot of debate happening, and I'm glad because it's needed it, and it was forgotten there for a few decades. I don't think people were as outraged, and I actually thank New York for their despicable evil law that they passed that brought all of this up actually for conversation. And you know how I feel about abortion. You know how strongly I feel. It's one of the very few things that really get my goat. I mean, I have a hard time even discussing it. Because to me, it's just so evil. And I can't believe that we've endured this practice for 50 years. But I do want to say that I think there's so much fiery debate over it that I'm actually grateful for it. And I know where you stand, Uncle Milty. And we're mm-hmm. both extremely against the idea of abortion. Google. Why don't we just call it the government? Google wants to force advertisers to declare their abortion stance. You heard me right. Google wants to force advertisers to declare their abortion stance as debate is raging here in America. And so after it was revealed that Google had inadvertently given over $150,000 of free advertising to pro-life groups engaging in unscrupulous advertising practices, the company is now updating its advertising policy. So from this June onward, groups that want to advertise using keywords related to abortion must make clear whether the organization provides abortions or does not provide abortions. And that stance is going to be displayed with future advertisements themselves to better inform the public. Yeah, you heard me. So Google says the disclosures are going to show on all search ad formats that this added transparency to help ensure that users have the necessary information to decide which abortion-related ad are most relevant to them, okay? So these changes are going to come after it was revealed that over the course of several years, Google provided tens of thousands of dollars in free advertising to anti-abortion, a group that reportedly ran misleading ads that actually, they say, aim to deter women from having abortions rather than providing them with the support and means to do so. I'm sorry, what does support, providing them with support and means to do so mean? Does that mean giving it an excuse and saying it's okay?
It sounds like
I'm just trying to understand. So the company's CPCs are often located near to Planned Parenthood clinics, they say, which do offer abortion services. So Google also reportedly demoted Planned Parenthood search results in its Maps app while sending women seeking abortions to CPCs. So CPCs will be marked as non-providers to clarify the options available to those seeking abortion.
What's a CPC?
A CPC is a crisis pregnancy center.
Oh, what's a crisis pregnancy?
That would help them know what all the options are.
You mean it'll help them know they can kill the baby if they want?
Yeah. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Go ahead, caller. All righty then. I can hear the show. Okay. Maybe they got shy. Yeah. So here we are with Google wanting to make sure that you get a healthy dose of what now? Abortion support? It's really strange. Now, you're probably asking yourself the same question I asked myself. What does Google have anything to do with abortion? Why is Google involved, have involved themselves in this debate? And why do they want advertisers to declare their political stance, which it's really become, and moral stance on this issue? Why? Kind of interesting, isn't it, that they're doing this?
There's a couple of things I'm not getting.
Mm-hmm.
It says Google provided tens of thousands of dollars in free advertising to an anti-abortion group
that they say was misleading.
That reportedly ran misleading ads that actually aimed to deter women from having abortions.
But that's what anti-abortion groups do.
Yeah.
How is that misleading?
And how would you mislead someone into believing that having an abortion had other options? There were other options.
Exactly. It makes no sense. So they're leading out with this, we helped anti-abortion, but they misled you because they're telling you what you're actually doing. So now we're going to make sure everyone declares it so that there's transparency.
No, it's so they can censor.
Exactly. Boom.
No transparency necessary.
It has nothing to do with transparency.
It's about censorship.
Yeah, it's about censorship. And isn't that kind of an amazing time that we live in where Google, a search engine on the internet, has given themselves the authority and task of making sure your advertisements are done in a certain way and really going out and even though you could be looking at an ad for widgets, if it works itself into the abortion category, which is very broad now, they want to make sure you understand their political stance. What does that have to do with anything?
You know, it's really quite a conundrum because conservatives have never stopped the pro-abortion people from speaking their mind about abortion.
Yeah.
They've always been allowed to say what they think and all this my body, my choice stuff and all the nonsense they come up with.
Sure.
Nobody's ever stopped them from saying it. Why are they so afraid of hearing the other side? What scares them so much about hearing reasons to not have an abortion?
Right. And I'm sorry.
Is it frightening?
It's also interesting that they aren't coming out and saying how pro-life misled you. They're not. They're not going to go into details on that because that would actually mean that pro-life was just taking their pro-life stance. So they're going to say that you were misled. So they're going to come to your rescue. And they're going to help you to understand more about support now, more about the support of abortion. It's amazing the time that we live in. I have to just say that again, because 10 years ago, you would have never seen this. This was not, this just wasn't something you'd see. And now, because of the raging debate and people going, oh my gosh, what are we doing? Now they've got to, again, come out with, we're gonna make sure that the pro-abortion gets their say, and we're going to hope it overpowers the pro-lifers.
There's another interesting point there.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that women who want to have abortions need so much support? When they decide to have the baby, they don't need as much support.
You're right. No one wants to
Everybody's happy. Yeah, you're going to have a baby.
No one wants to look at that. They also don't want to look at the very obvious. Can we just say it? Look at how many issues and problems somebody has after having one.
Yes.
So if they have that many issues, and I've said this about other things on the show too, other things we've talked about, if there are that many issues, you need that many support groups through your life to deal with it. If you are that guilty and feel that bad, maybe it's wrong. I know. People don't want to hear that. Do you know, I've actually looked for that word in articles. Do you know they're afraid to say that word? They're afraid to say the word wrong. Why? They go around it in so many ways, but they won't come out and say it. And you're exactly right. It's such a fantastic point, Uncle Milty, is if you're feeling that horrible, if you need a support group, if you need support to tell you it's the right thing to do, don't you think, and it's kind of going back to that old, by your fruit you shall know them, you know, it's pretty obvious to me that you are contradicting something that maybe you know is wrong mm-hmm. by going ahead with something like that. And I don't know why people are afraid to say it. That's always confused me. I honestly, you won't find the word wrong. You'll say choice, you'll say this, you'll say, you'll go around it a million times, but you won't ever hear the word, hey, how about if it's just wrong? We have a definite problem in our society not wanting to hear that word. Yeah. There's got to be a way out of everything, no consequence. And there was a woman that posted a post, and it basically, she named the aborted child, and she basically came out and she said, I don't feel bad about this. It was the best thing I could have done was to, and she wouldn't say murder the baby, but she would say that it was the best thing she ever did to get rid of the baby, and it was after 6 weeks. And she didn't feel any remorse, really, for that. She didn't feel a lot of guilt for that. She was basically saying that. Yet at the same time, she named it. She came out with the info. She outed herself. She wanted some sort of redemption, but then she said she didn't feel guilt. Mm-hmm. How contradictory is that?
Pretty contradictory.
Yeah, if you're going to go ahead and name it, name the baby, then I'm pretty sure you felt some guilt.
Did she have a funeral for the baby after the abortion?
Nope. But she outed herself on Facebook. She talked about it, and she talked about it in a way that you guys just don't understand. I did the best thing for me and my baby and the name of the baby. And it was a quest for wanting people to say, it's okay, we understand, to alleviate her guilt. Yet at the same time, she was telling everyone she had no guilt.
If you were talking to a woman and you were talking about your children,
mm-hmm.
and they started talking about their child
right.
named Susie,
mm-hmm.
and then 3/4 of the way through the hour, as you've been talking about children, they tell you, oh, by the way, Susie was my aborted daughter.
Right.
Wouldn't you find that a little odd?
You would. Yeah, it was very odd. And I do think that this person felt so much guilt, they couldn't even come to the terms with the guilt they felt for some odd reason. They couldn't even say it. So they did all these other things to show their guilt. But we have been a nation that's talked ourselves into, well, we didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, we should get a pass, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's the crux of the problem. And now Google wants to be the arbiter of your abortion stance for advertisers. Very strange. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. You can join in live in the conversation with Uncle Milty and I. We were just discussing, Google has come out and has kind of made themselves the search engine that wants to make sure your advertisers declare their stance on abortion, they say, to make it more transparent.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's to basically censor.
Yeah.
They came out and they basically said this. There was money that they gave to pro-lifers and that they misled people, I guess because pro-lifers had their pro-life stance. But they, instead of just saying that pro-life had their pro-life stance, they said it was misleading. And so now they want to make sure everybody, even though I doubt it was, make sure that everybody has control, their stance out there for the public. You know, I don't care what my advertisers think on that issue. I know what I think, and I think the American people know how they feel about it, right or wrong. I think people have a stance on it. Why are we actually going there? Why do we actually need advertisers to put out their stance? I don't want any companies putting out their political stance.
No.
Has nothing to do with anything.
Hmm.
And I also, on these advertisers that have to do with abortion, Let them play their ads. Why are we censoring in the name of you don't want to be misled, citizen? No, it's okay. I'm pretty sure I can see through being misled. So go ahead and just let them post what they want to post on both sides of the issue.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Mm-hmm. What could you possibly say against abortion that would be considered misleading?
I'm not quite sure.
It might be nice if the baby has a life.
That's misleading, Uncle Melty. That's misleading. So they've appointed themselves in this as an internet search engine to make sure that you, citizen, poor you, dumb you, are not misled. And I actually think this will end up in a ton of censorship on the pro-life stance. I think they really want to shore up, because they kept saying when it comes to pro-abortion, women need support and understanding. But when it comes to the pro-life, yeah, they're the ones being horrible and misleading you. Do you see the situation that they're already conjuring up? Is pro-life is good and they need support to murder a baby, but pro-lifers, you bad people, you're judgmental. That's how I see it. They're already setting the stage for that.
You know, there's some real changes coming about.
Mm-hmm.
More and more people are speaking out against abortion.
Yeah.
More and more states are trying to make laws against abortion.
Yeah.
Have you seen this thing called the Good Men Project?
I haven't.
It's about men and abortion.
Mm.
And it's a group of men talking about how abortion affected them.
Oh, I love this.
And how they have problems because they're dating this gal. She gets pregnant. She has an abortion and tells them after the fact.
Ooh.
They had no say. But they were the father of that child.
Yeah. And so why do they have no say?
And it's a problem.
They're starting
to speak out. Wait, we have a problem with this. Sure, the baby's being carried by the mother. That's nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the father.
It took me in that equation to have that.
Right. And don't I have a say about whether or not my child is murdered?
Well, they don't have a say when it comes to supporting that child for 18 years.
No,
so
they
that means that they are part of that equation and should have a say. But for some reason, the women in that equation think it's only about them and their body because they're the one that carries it. Can you imagine if it was flopped and men had babies? Do you know how outspoken women would be if men just claimed it was theirs and women were left out of the equation? It reminds me of Kirsten Watson. Her son is her husband is an NFL player, and she had a great explanation of just that. A couple of things, actually, that my body, my choice. It's my body, my choice. She tears into that and tears it apart. I'll play the clip. It's Kirsten Watson, wife of NFL player. I think it's Ben Watson. Here you go.
Here's the thing about bodily rights and rights in general. A right isn't a right if I only apply it to me and remain unwilling to grant to others what I ask for myself. To put it simply, a woman's right over her own body does not include the right to end the life of an innocent human being. Think about it. We would find it horrifying if a pregnant woman intentionally took drugs while knowing that it could cause her child to be harmed physically or mentally. However, if a woman has the right to do anything she wants with her body, including terminating her child, then we can't say that's wrong. Furthermore, we must recognize that there's a special relationship between the bodies of a mother and her children. Parents, both mothers and fathers, have a natural obligation to support their children that our legal system recognizes. This is why we require fathers to pay child support for 18 years. The father does not get to say, my body, my choice, choose not to put his body to work, and opt out of paying to support the child he helped create. Likewise, mothers have a natural obligation to support their children. Both parents are responsible to feed, house, care for, and otherwise not neglect their children. If they cannot care for a child, a mother or father is not allowed to end the child's life. They must make an adoption plan or abide by safe haven or baby Moses laws and leave the child at a hospital, police station, or fire station. Since parents have a natural and legal responsibility to meet the basic needs of their children after birth, it follows that they have the same duty before birth. But when women say, my body, my choice regarding abortion, think about the message it sends to men. It's her body, her choice. So I don't need to take responsibility of manhood, marriage, or fatherhood. It's her body, her choice. So it's her problem. If a man uses a woman for nothing other than sex, gets her pregnant, and she has an abortion, he can shrug it off as a woman's issue. My body, my choice is not an argument for women's bodily rights if it results in a woman being neglected rather than respected and protected. It's backwards to say that preborn children do not have a right to life because they're completely dependent on the mother's body. An infant once born is still completely dependent on the bodies of others for survival. But no one thinks an infant lacks the right to life. The weakness and dependence of children is the reason to give them more care and support, not less. Dependency does not eliminate humanity. In fact, dependency enriches humanity. Benjamin and I and our 7 children are all dependent on each other, on our community, and on God. Let's have a community in which bodily rights and bodily autonomy means we respect, protect, and support one another, including the weakest among us.
Wow.
I would say that's probably classified as misleading.
Yeah, I would think that Google would think that was misleading, yeah. Right? Because they weren't supportive of my body, my choice.
That's right.
It's exactly what we're talking about is when Google inserts themselves as a search engine and basically saying that we are going to be the arbiter of what information you get and we're going to decide what's misleading and what's not, and we're going to make sure these companies say and do what we want them to do. I think it's very telling of the situation we're in right now in America. The debate goes on. The debate rages right now in America this year. Why? Why is the debate raging this year? Well, New York started it off by going the extra evil mile
basically
saying you could kill a baby once it's born. That's murder. But to them, that wasn't. So a botched abortion, if the baby isn't dead, they can actually kill it after it's alive. It's sick. It's sickening. It's evil. And I think a lot of America went, wait a minute, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And even those with the most pro-abortion stance, I think there are those in that group that even went, that I don't know if that sounds right. Well, it shouldn't sound right. But here we are in America with companies like Google now wanting to be in on this. What's next? There was also a very interesting article about social media, and it was about the U.S. Navy. The U.S. Navy. This came out today, and it said the U.S. Navy wants to create an archive of 350 billion social media posts for research purposes. Why? Why is this the job of the Navy? The Department of the Navy posted a solicitation asking contractors to bid on a project that would amass a staggering 350 billion social media posts dating from 2014 to 2016. Yeah, you heard me right. 350 billion posts. And the data was going to be taken from a single social media platform. And the solicitation does not specify which one. Kind of interesting, right? With all the censorship going on, Candace Owens being censored, Alex Jones being censored. So they said, we seek to acquire a large-scale global historical archive of social media data, providing the full text of all public social media posts across all countries and languages covered by a social media platform. And the Navy said that the archive would be used in ongoing research efforts into the evolution of linguistic communities. That's their reason. The evolution of linguistic communities and emerging modes of collective expression over time and across countries. I'm sorry, what does the Navy have to do with that?
It's called communication. I don't know that they have any
linguistic the evolution of linguistic communities, and you're going to go to social media for that? And it said the archive would draw from publicly available social media posts and no private communications or private user data. Yeah, right. And all records have to include a time and date to which each message was sent. Why are they doing this? Why are they involving themselves in this? Why is the Navy wanting to contract this out? So the data has to be collected from 200 million unique users in at least 100 countries, with no single country accounting for over 30% of the users. Are we now using the Navy to provide some sort of censorship now to do an in-depth so-called study, quote-unquote, to dial in on I'm going to guess. Let me just guess what the study will prove, how hateful everybody is, so they need to actually provide censorship. Because of what happened in New Zealand, because of what's been going on around the world, now all of a sudden, now we want to involve countries in censorship. And they've been very bold about this move. Is this yet now another form of censorship? They don't want battles and debates to rage on social media about abortion. They don't want people talking and making sense or bringing up valid points because they just don't want it. They want censorship in its highest form. So is this what we're doing now, using the Navy for this? You know, in Canada, they actually banned the playing of Unplanned, the movie.
Really?
Yep, they banned it. And they wanted to make sure nobody saw the movie. Are we becoming that? Because they're so afraid of what that would bring up for people and have them question their stance and what they're doing on the pro-abortion side. So is this the road now to more censorship?
You know, the United States Navy has a mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
It states, the mission of the Navy is to maintain, train, and equip combat-ready naval forces capable of winning wars, deterring aggression, and maintaining freedom of the seas.
Where's the part about analyzing
about
data?
Media?
Analyzing your social media posts for, what was it? Evolution of linguistic communities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard such rhetoric in your entire life? Evolution of linguistic communities. Where are we going with this? Why the Navy? Does it give it more appeal if the Navy comes out and says we have done our in-depth study and we find that people are too hateful, we need to actually go and censor you?
Weird.
And what is hate? See? Everybody's becoming the arbiter of something that's not their business or not their job. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Rumors spreading around. United takes his time. About to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. Go to katedalyradio.com. Shout out to WCGO Chicago, KZNU, Red State Radio, Missouri, all kinds of places play the show, and Love and Liberty app that you can get on your phone, all kinds of things, and grateful to you. And make sure that you hit the podcast and share those far and wide. I'd be really grateful to you. You can actually put the show out on message boards, have people understand that we're out here, we're talking about these things and trying to say that there's common sense to some of these things that do not make sense. Google wanting to make sure that advertisers in the ring of anything near, even in the arena of abortion, have to come out with their stance. It's very, very interesting what they're seeking to do. The U.S. Navy seeking to do a data collection so that they can research communities talking to each other around the globe. And I just wanted to mention that on the heels of this article, it's very, very strange, because what they're actually wanting to do is they want to say, hey, I know it sounds benign. No, it doesn't actually sound benign that the Navy wants to do this, but whatever. They say, because it does sound benign, but we just have always expressed interest in doing this, and that we want to know who the influencers are. That's really what the crux of that is. They want to know who the influencers in speaking out are, so that they can monitor journalists and monitor what's being said so they can provide censorship. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, I am absolutely shocked that you can't see the association why the Navy is the organization that should be doing this. You're so well-read and so intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just shocked.
Go ahead.
When you look at the language that the progressive left uses to attack the people that don't agree with them, how many times have you heard people say he or she have a mouth on them like a sailor? So the sailors need to do this because they're not shocked by any of it. They're the perfect people. I'm working at you, Kate.
I love you. Thanks. Appreciate you.
If you don't laugh at this stuff, you'll go crazy. I'm telling
you. No, it's the truth. It is the truth. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Oh gosh. The Navy wants to know that, hey, what we're doing sounds perfectly normal and perfectly benign, so don't even raise an eyebrow. I'm not joking. They actually are calling this out. They're saying don't raise an eyebrow. It's just that last year when the U.S. Department of Homeland Security issued a notice wanting contractors to do this, it didn't go over so well. So if the Navy does it, you figure they have to have a reason that they want to do it. So just be okay with that. Okay. Censorship. Here we come. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, the whole thing of it is you have been such a sweet woman all your life. Your parents raised you right. You didn't get exposed to all this cruddy stuff.
Yeah.
I'm 83, so I have seen so much of this stuff
that,
you know, you just have to laugh at them because they've got a problem, and we can't solve it for them. They've got to solve it for themselves. But I have a problem. Mm-hmm. I have a book for you. I have a CD for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another book for you, and I need to find some place I can drop them off. So
okay.
Does Uncle Milty go by the thrift store with by the Catholic Church?
Yes, in fact,
every day.
You know what? The address to the show. The address.
Well, I will drop off Friday when I get my hair done. I will drop an envelope there with your name on it. But
thank you. So appreciate
you. Read what I have for you. It's going to shock you to death.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. By the way, the address to the show is P.O. Box 81 in, actually, it's in Utah, Washington, Utah, 84780. And you can send anything to the show that you'd like. And I'll tell you, this stuff, it doesn't surprise me, yet it surprises me. Does that make sense? I expect and know that we're going in these directions because they've been pretty vocal about it for quite some time. And the censorship is insane right now. And they're going off to the most vocal, and it's going to come down in a lot of ways. But when people like the Navy, when a government arm like the Navy gets involved, yes, I think they're running out of avenues. And so they use and prop up the Navy because then people might not question it. That always astounds me that they're willing to go there, because the Department of Homeland Security, that looks a little dicey. But the Navy, that's why they kept in the article, they kept coming out and saying it sounds benign. Yes, because it is. No, that isn't benign when you're tasking the Navy with this task. Like I said, Canada actually banned the movie Unplanned.
That's an issue.
That's an issue. When are you going to see more and more movies banned that want to come out and talk about issues, yet you'll see all of these movies that tout the liberal progressive ideas from start to finish now in movies? Are you tired of the politics in movies? I am, because I was an avid moviegoer for a long time, and this last few years I have not been at all. And it's hard to find even a movie that I don't walk out angry because they politicized it to the point that I have nauseam. So we're seeing censorship. We're seeing all kinds of new censorship come up. And I just want you to be aware of it. Google doing theirs, U.S. Navy doing theirs. This is getting, it's getting bad. It's getting really, really bad. And they keep wanting to play on this and tell you that it's okay because they're helping you. They're helping you to get through it, and they're helping to safeguard you. Are you safe? Are you feeling safe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Safe from another opinion?
You know, they also use this information to make their propaganda more effective.
Yeah. No competing propaganda in their eyes, you know,
yeah.
They only want theirs. So that is a problem. And people are seeing through it. If you go into the comment sections on any of these articles posted, you'll notice a lot of people are calling it out and not okay with it. But this also means that we need to do other things, that you can't go to a company like Twitter and try and change them. But what you can do is develop a Twitter that is representative of free speech. Right?
Yeah.
So where are those people coming out and doing that? That's what I'd like to see, is that there are alternatives. you know, companies can do what they want to do. Doesn't mean you have to be a patron of them.
Well, you know, all we'd have to do is, you know, start a university course called journalism and actually have people learn how to be journalists.
Well, that would be refreshing. Yes. That poor guy that actually was murdered, he was a journalist, and he was saying, boy, they kept taking me to dinner and they kept telling me they were doing me these favors by getting me interviews that I couldn't get on my own. And so I kept thinking, well, that's great. Thanks. You know, thanks for the freebie. And then when they came back and they took me to dinner and said, now we want you to post an article for us because, hey, you know, we would really like this message out there. And he felt like he had to do it. And then when he refused, he ended up murdered. And I think Olkoff was his name. He ended up murdered months later because he was refusing to pay back the so-called favor. And we're seeing that a lot, I think, in journalism more than we realize are the, let's take you to dinner and get you to, we'll do a favor for you, wink, wink, you do one for us. That now we have companies weighing in on this, which it makes me really, really sad. In a time when we need the abortion debate more than ever, when we need to be able to talk about these things and people need to air what's on their mind and how they're feeling about it in light of what New York did. And then when I see the censorship coming down even harder, I'm worried. I'm worried that we're not, that a lot of Americans are not doing it and they're leaving it in these people's hands at Google and even the Navy to determine and decide what's going to happen. And Homeland Security working through the Navy, we should be calling that out. Because I really do think they tried to do it. It wasn't really selling. And so now they've got the cover of the Navy doing it for them. And we need to call that stuff out. This is it's just, it's so wrong. And people hate to hear that word wrong, don't we, in society? But it's wrong.
There is so much wrong.
There's no other way to say it. And it's tiresome. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm so proud of those 8 states that have finally grown a sign on this abortion issue. And
I am, too.
So proud of them. But I never hear what's happening in Utah about it.
Oh, I know. And we're live in Chicago. We're live all over the place. And you know what? There really isn't a lot going on with it. Thank you. There really isn't a lot happening. And that's the problem, is that we nationwide are not talking about some of these other states and what they're doing about it, so-called conservative states out here in the West or over on the East Coast. That's a huge problem. It isn't getting a lot of press. What's getting a lot of press is we need to keep you safe from your opinions and from the opinions of others. So we're gonna start controlling what you're seeing. That's a huge problem.
Maybe once they settle some of the real important issues, things will change. Like Beverly Hills, you know, they're going to vote today on whether or not to make any type of tobacco product illegal to sell in Beverly Hills. So once that issue's out of the way.
Oh, thank goodness for government to come in to save us from our own selves. Jeez.
All tobacco products banned in the city.
I don't use tobacco. Yet are we citizens of America or are we citizens of China? I'm so tired of this, aren't you? I've had it. I can make decisions for myself. Did you know that I could read dissenting opinions that go against my own opinion and I can evaluate them for myself too? Did you know that I can actually take information in and decide what's right for me? Did you know that I can walk into a store and decide whether or not I want to purchase something?
You have to understand that when you get free medical care, the price you pay for that is to be dictated how you can eat, whether you can smoke, how often you have to go to the gym.
What movies you see. What, what messages you take in.
Nothing is free. And
nothing
it's not.
Free.
And you don't always pay with money.
Yeah. Yeah. You pay with your freedom.
Yes.
And when you pay with your freedom, this is the cost we're talking about. America needs to choose for themselves what they want to do as a human being that lives in America. There's a reason I don't live in these other countries. There's a reason for it. And they're taking that away slowly by coming down and saying, we need to keep you safe from yourself.
Yeah.
with all of the government intrusion, and like the liner said at the beginning of the show, government is corrupt and government is overbearing and government's jumped the shark. So what's the solution? The politicians want to make it more so in all of those areas. I think there's something wrong with that. This is where we have to start calling it out, talking about it, and doing even more than discussion. We need to discuss, because when you heard that pro-life stance, when you heard her talking about your rights and what that does to the male involved and the separation of the baby and your body, because it's not all about these women that are pretty selfish. My choice, my body, whether I want to do this or not. When you can take apart those messages and dial in on them, America needs to have that discussion. We do not need censorship. And so we've got to fight against this in every way possible. How many people are jumping out of Google and using other search engines as they are seeking to keep you safe from yourself and make sure you don't hear certain messages? It's a good thing to hear all messages. Then you can make up your own mind. But this is what they want to do. So are we switching companies? Are we? I use Twitter less and less and less because I don't like it. I just don't like it. I don't like what they stand for. I don't like what they're about. I don't like their censorship. So are we going to do that as a society? Are we going to show them the door? Or do we continue to use them, complain about them, and try and change them? They're not going to change. That's who they are. So I'm not quite sure what we're doing to change it, other than we have to vote with our dollars and being patrons of something and putting our time and energy into things that are seeking to abuse us.
And it's really hard sometimes to see the abuse that they're doing.
It is. And I call myself out on this, too, because of the show, I'm still on some platforms I disagree with.
Yep.
And so I'm calling myself out. I'm not just harping. I actually am calling myself out, too. What are we going to do collectively, in the best sense of the word, not the socialism sense of the word, and do about this? Are we going to remove ourselves from these things? Are you going to start using another search engine? Are we going to start writing letters and calling out the Navy on what they're doing? Or let's say what Homeland Security is doing in their name, I believe. We have to. If we don't, we'll regret this down the road, generations later. And not just even for our own generation, mm-hmm. obviously, but for the generations that follow. Be right back. Trump is kind of making more announcements about pardoning service members that are in prison. And so let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. I think it's a great discussion, too, and I want your input. 888-673-1450, especially if you're a veteran. This is a good time to call. 888-673-1450. We will be right back. Stay with us.